Hi, I'm Peter McDonald. I'm Chief Medical Editor of Ophthalmology Times, and I'm here with
Laura Perryman, Seattle, Washington. I'm in private practice at the Perryman Eye Institute in Seattle, Washington, where we do ocular surface disease all day, every day, and clinical research.
And there's been such tremendous innovation in ophthalmology the last few years.
I think it's an important opportunity to talk about vision around the world and how we can impact quality of vision for other people around the world and our colleagues in other countries. And I think one of the things that intrigues me, Peter, and I would love to hear your thoughts, is how things like artificial intelligence might help us help more people.
Yeah, it makes me wish I were a young ophthalmologist like Dr. Perryman here.
I cheat. I'm not so young, you're kind.
the potential of this technology to improve how we care for people and to allow us to more efficiently use the limited resource of physician time. It's really exciting. If we can use artificial intelligence enabled devices to do the screening that we used to have to do as ophthalmologists, so instead we're seeing patients that actually need us to treat them and diagnose them rather than just screening. And we're already using, as I'm sure lots of others are, doctors no longer having to sit there and type because the artificial intelligence will do the documentation for us. Artificial intelligence is going to result in ophthalmologists having a much more productive and satisfying day in the clinic and operating room compared to before we had it.
And getting out on time and not having to chart all hours of the night, that's a good thing too. There's a couple of examples here of artificial intelligence at play, and I'm really excited for this, particularly in the space of dry eye, which is complicated, and there's wonderful innovations coming about constantly. And how do you dovetail that into your practice? And technology platforms like artificial intelligence, big data platforms, are really exciting for, to your point, streamlining and improving access and improving outcomes and preparing patients for the treatment offerings that we have in office because they're well prepared with all the stuff leading up to that point.
Yeah, it can help educate patients, and I'm excited by this idea. Sometimes with patients with ocular surface disease, I'm perplexed where to begin, and do I start with a steroid or a non-steroidal or a cyclosporin or some of the new things that have come out to inhibit evaporation, whatever, can almost seem overwhelming. And we've seen with artificial intelligence some other disease states, it can help predict who's going to respond best to what particular initial therapies. And so I'm hoping that it'll help us figure out, help us guide more effectively how quickly to improve situation for our patients with ocular surface problems.
Maybe things like AI can help us do it smarter, better, faster, stronger.
Well, that's right. I think it's one thing for you, someone like you who sees these people day in, day out, and are quite the specialist. So it's probably easy for you. But for the rest of us who see an occasional patient, something like this, I think would be real help. It'd be like having Laura Perryman in your office.
Oh, over your shoulder. Hey, how's it going?
As a consultant whispering, try this.
Give this a go.
Yeah, look at that lid margin there. So it's an exciting time. And
the future looks bright.